S Loud. What's it called? Berserk, innit? I will ask Clark G that, you know. I'll go on.
Shout out S Loud, aka the real snatcher.
I want it all in straight cash, treat every show like trap. Want it all in straight cash, I treat every show like it's the trap.
No intro, that's why I'm at
the game. I know, Jamal's just trapping off the mouth. Trap land with numbs, trap land go berserk. Trees! Trap land with numbs, trap land go berserk. I got a blaster in my car on the way home.
Yeah, trust me, I was speaking the same.
Yeah, windows down at like at midnight. I'll get pulled for
them. Can't you hear the money calling?
Yeah, I can't. I don't know the verse, but
I know the verse still.
But that's bro. 2K3 the podcast. What up? Yeah.
What's going on?
Alright, cool. Just before we say anything, I wanna explain why the hair just clapping off our mouths. First off, I wanna shout out Ringo. Yeah. So all the info will come down. Instagram, YouTube, everything will come down. Obviously, the topic today is food. So my boy came down and cooked up the mad thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see some of the footage come up now. Rice and peas.
Yeah.
Dumpling. Damn, the guy just took
dumping
my last dumpling.
Still fighting lie, cunts.
Damn, the guy just took my last dumpling. The hell is this? Cunts. Rings, brown stew, veg, even Relly. Yeah? Even Relly is out there.
Eating chicken, fam.
Indulging, yeah? And you lot know that Relly is veggie chunks and he's out indulging. That's how you know this food is 10-10. Yeah, mm-hmm. But like I said, the info is going to come up. Shout him, catering, shout him, yeah? And tell him that we sent you. And we'll sort you out some good food right now. Still, but what's good, boys? This is where you lot talk so I can eat. What's good, boys? How's your week been?
Fantastic.
Is that it?
No, I'm capping. That's been a good one still. I can't cap.
It's one word for it.
Freeing.
Okay.
The vocabulary.
Freeing, why?
Shut up, I'm not expanding on it.
What did you get freed from?
I'm not expanding on it. The week has been freeing. It's been absolutely beautiful.
Okay. Go on.
I just want to apologize to people that are listening to this on Spotify.
Bro.
And Apple Music.
Listen to that, fam.
And are just hearing clapping mouths. Right?
Listen.
Bro, this, well, we just spoke about food, but eating, isn't it? That's what it's about. My week's been...
If we speak about mashes.
It's been chill, man. You know, like World Cup kicked off and that.
Uh-huh.
It's coming home and that. Might as well just get out there from now.
Uh-huh.
You get me? What else? I just spent annual leave, gone on a little trip with the family and that. So you ain't going to see me. You're only going to see Joey and Thames for the next couple of weeks. Why you give me that look for? Why
this is the first time I heard of this shit.
The podcast will go on pause, fam.
What the
but
fuck?
Yeah.
Fam,
yeah, so.
Everyone I talk to says that Cons is their favorite personal name.
So yeah, bro. You know, if that's what Joey's saying, I've never heard that before. But the start of the show is
everyone
about. So
everyone
in my stead, Joey and Thames are gonna carry the torch. It's not the Olympics; it's the World Cup. You get me? Feel me? Yeah.
Nah. Obviously, the World Cup started. It's brand a new dimension to my being up early. Obviously.
World Cup starts at 10.
Exactly. And
that ain't early.
Brother, that's early.
That's late, fam.
Brother, that's early, fam.
That's how you know man's rich.
Fam, to put on the TV, fam. Man's usually on the lappy till midday.
I hear you.
Midday.
In terms of putting on the TV.
10 o'clock to put on TV, then you're watching some soaps or some This Morning or some whatever.
You may not got bread, fam.
Yeah. I know Connie watches all them soaps.
No, I don't. What's that
attic thing called?
Cash and Attic.
Oh, my God. Is that what you watch?
Bro, come on, man. Man knows certain theme tunes, though.
Yeah, because back
I'm
in
live, fam. Bro, at 6 o'clock, I'm up to go to work.
Back in the
gyro. Ain't no time for no TV, bro.
Back in the gyro days, I knew all about that, fam. Bro. Yeah? And all the habits die hard.
You got the work from home kind of set up, so I'm just at the office, bro. There ain't no TVs there. There ain't no entertainment there. There's just a phone and a lappy, bro.
There's big screens in
there's
there.
Big fucking
nah, bro.
There's big screens in there.
You try streaming any football or any YouTube or anything like that, you're getting shown the proxy exit. Like, yeah, this website is blocked. Yeah, pattern up and do your work.
Do you know what that just reminded me of? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
Do you remember when man used to have to use a proxy site? Yep.
The just to go on games. Facebook.
Just to pay for
the
Mafia Wars.
Mafia Wars. It's funny. Mafia Wars. Mafia Wars, fam. I can't remember what the proxy. There was one proxy site, yeah. Man used to
kill,
fam.
Obviously, they got wiped out by VPNs, but VPNs is a kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. More or less.
But yeah, anyway, so that was my week. Like we said before, the topic today is growing up with food. As you can see, we've got some food on the table. Sorry to make noise like that. The people that can't see, there's some coconut and guava and
scotch bonnet
and
okra there.
Sugar cane.
Coconut there, sugar cane there.
Some serious things there still. So obviously, we will start off. So the topic is growing up with food. So I will ask the man there, man, and I'll get into it. What's your earliest memories of, like, let's say food shopping? Because of the things on the table, it reminds me of market vibes, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say.
East Street Market, early morning. Early morning. When my mum used to carry the old woman.
The trolley. Oh, my days, bro. Oh, man. When I see people in man's age group wear that trolley now, I know.
Now?
We're getting old, fam.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up, Joy. I know you got one in your house.
Fam, me? Fam, I use my boot, fam.
Yeah.
I use my boot, fam. That shit used to, obviously, so back in the day, I used to go with, like, my nan. What would you call your nan's sister? Like, your great aunt?
Yeah,
great aunt and those sort of people. Back when I was staying with them, and that thing, obviously them pulling it is calm, but when they want you to hold it now, I was kind of like, oh,
bro, it's like there's bricks in it.
Oh, yeah,
and one wheel's broken in that.
Always,
do you know? Yeah,
they know how to pattern it. They got the knack.
Yeah, always.
It's only when you get older, because at first you wanna show your Superman thing. Yeah, like, when you're proper young. You just wanna do what the adults do. So you wanna grab it along that. Then you get a little bit older, you're like, nah. Then they start sending you on the, obviously you spoke about shopping. Then they start sending you on the missions, on frontline. Yeah, go get fish, go get chicken, go do this, go do that. And you're like, no. Okay. In your head.
Yeah, in your head. Bro, who ever told their mum no when it was time to go?
Bro, GV, you ever told your mum shut?
Whoa. Don't come out with these blasphemous comments.
Whoa, fam, me.
Brother. Listen, yeah.
Like, even to this day, I still feel I can't even say shit.
Bro, I'll be so real. My mum's one of those mums there where she doesn't like swearing at all. It just makes her feel funny.
Mm.
So obviously, when man's in my car, blood, at first, I just kind of play the music and let this, but then my mum's just like, oh, I can't. So when she comes in, man, I have to have a whole, like, different playlist.
Yeah.
Like, edit it.
Yeah.
Like, whip out the line doing numbers.
So Anne said, tell your mum, shut up. You know, back in the day, yeah, my mum was chatting to my older brother. Yeah, well, this is my older brother. That's 10 years older than me. Yeah. She was talking to him. She was having a go at him, shouting at him. And I don't know what he'd done. I need to ask her next time I see her and that. But he just weren't making eye contact. You know, like, sometimes when your mum's talking a bit hard to you, or one of your parents is talking hard to you, you just got to look away.
Yeah.
You know, like, if it's too hot, you might laugh if you make eye contact with your parents, then that's just going to accelerate the situation. But obviously, I think he's looking away because he's got attitude, not because of any of what I just said.
Yeah.
Bro, like, they were in the kitchen and that. My mum has just, you know, like, it's morning and the frying pan's on the stove, but it's not got the oil in. The oil's
It's
kind of dry.
Yeah.
She just picked up and busted him with the frying pan, fam. Because he weren't making eye contact, fam.
Fam.
She busted the back. She clapped him around the back of his head, like, not even on the top. Bro, she clapped his head like it was a baseball, fam, with a frying pan.
And she was in front of him.
No, she was standing side by side. She clapped him. Obviously, she took him hospital on that.
She busts his head. I said, yeah, come and go to hospital now.
You know that your mum says stuff like that. Like,
yeah, your mum's
I'll just do this and I'll take you to the hospital after.
Bro.
I brought you into this world, I'll take you out of this world.
Bro, she clapped him around the head and he had to get like 8 stitches in the back of his head.
So what? Did they ask what happened?
Bro, come on, man. This is like, he's like, what, 14. So we're talking about yeah, bro, this is like 1995, fam. They're not asked it. Social services and them thing, they're not really regulated, right?
Cool. Say if you was in that predicament, yeah, and you're sitting with your mom, and social services come and say, could you tell us what happened? What
bro, are you saying? Your mom's going to be looking at you like, you know, like one foot's going to be tapping and that.
You won't look at her, but you can feel the heat of the eyeballs.
Bro, you can't.
Just
you
on
can't.
You.
Yep, you have
so
to.
What happened? And nothing happened.
Do you know what's
I can't remember. Yeah.
Did your mom ever say to you, like, let's say you got beat or something, your mom was just like, just go social service if you want then. Bruv, man never wanted to ring them people, bro. No matter what, fam.
My mum was not a talker still. She's not a talker. She's straight action. One time, it was in the ends, yeah? And I don't know what it was. Like, two youths had a scrap. Two of the olders on the ends, yeah? Had a scrap, yeah? One of them had a baseball bat, but they, I don't know how they...
What, that scrap?
No. That was 2x4 scrap.
Stop looking at me like that.
I watched that clip all the time, you know, because they was like, shut the fuck up, nigga.
Man, shut your
losing ass.
But we use these.
But anyway, so I don't know how the altercation ended, but the baseball bat got left, didn't it?
So me and my brothers
was like, oh yeah, let's just take them baseball bat home. Like,
you know, some rebels.
Bro, it was a pristine wooden baseball bat. My brother was sick. It looked like blue and white. It was signature and that. It was the sick baseball bat, and it was new. Mm. Before that, I had never seen no baseball bat in real life.
Of course.
Took it home, and my mum was like, yeah, give it to me. I was thinking,
my mum's still.
What? She's like, yeah, you're not even taking this out again. You're going to end up getting someone hurt, playing around or whatever. Now she's had it. We've moved house and that now. She's like, oh, right, the baseball bat. She's like, and if you don't fuck around, I'm going to whack it up with this baseball bat.
Yep.
So, bro, I'm a God-fearing
yeah.
You feel me?
I'm mom-fearing
you. I know that my mom's making those outlandish remarks.
They're not idle.
It's never going to see me. It's never going to reach my skin. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Bro, this was like a couple of years later now, yeah? My youngest brother, yeah? My mom was like, oh, go upstairs and get me, I don't know what she said, probably get me a fucking crusher or something like that. Yeah. My brother's stamping up the stairs like,
that's the worst one.
Yeah.
Why don't you just, and then he's still on his breath like, why don't you just get it yourself?
Oh.
Bro, if you ever saw how fast my mom drew for the baseball bat. Bro, she drew for the baseball bat like cowboys draw for matches. Yeah? My brother started dusting.
Yeah. Lock the bathroom door.
Bro, he tried to get to the bathroom. You know my bathroom at the time, it had a little fucking... Mom would have busted off the hinge. Like, so that would have been a minor, but she chased him. Yeah. And then my house was, you know when you go up the big flight of stairs and you come back on yourself and it's got like a 3 steps?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He fell, blood. He fell. But my mum just started whacking up his shins, with the baseball bat.
Ooh.
Brother, my man couldn't walk.
Yeah.
My man was off school for 3 days because he couldn't walk, but my mum was like, you ain't going to school. She was trying to make it seem like, oh, you're not going to school, car. You're injured. Bro, she just, that story couldn't have walked to the school.
Never.
He wasn't allowed to tell beating he got there, he was in quarantine, fam. He was not telling no one that story until he forgot about it.
In quarantine. Can you imagine if they asked him, so what happened to him? Nothing.
But obviously, listen, we digress. Going back to the food situation, because I never even really gave my story, and it's fitting. Everything in man's childhood, because man grew up with boys, all I got is brother, I got a sister, but I never really got it like that. Everything kind of revolves around getting beaten, everything revolves around getting licks. And sugarcane, bro, you know how tough this is? Like, back in the day, because of the way man's family was growing, I still spent a lot of time with my grandma, innit? And she never really believed in, as a first generation immigrant Jamaican, she never really believed in the artificial sugar thing. Like, if it was anything, it was brown sugar. Brown sugar was butters back in the day. And she used to, to this day, I was still convinced that brown sugar is more healthy. But it's the same shit.
No.
But she was like, but if you're going to use anything, it's going to be brown sugar. I used to have brown sugar on my Rice Krispies. And I used to think, well, I'm getting punished, bro. This is not how it's supposed to be. Yeah. But sugarcane is what man had. Remember, this was man's treat. Mm. But it was also man's punishment. Like, she's like, listen, if you ever miss me, I'm going to beat you with this sugarcane, you know? Obviously, that never happened because, like I said, I'm a God-fearing youth. But sugarcane is, it's mad. Since I was a youth, what we're talking about, 95, 96, 97, the sugarcane slowly turned, as I got older, and my brothers got older, it started to go away from the natural sugar that my grandma used. Yeah. I don't know how, because I was my grandchild, so I don't know if she must have just came more westernized or whatever, but it started becoming like rock from the seaside.
Oh, shit.
Bro, rock from the seaside was just a bang, bang, and then the sugar cane kind of slowly started to go out. But I think it's probably because of the lack of trips to Jamaica. Like, you have to understand, like, I know man's got sugarcane here today, but to get hold of sugarcane in 1995, or most of the fruits on this table, items on this table, is a mad thing.
Yeah, very mad.
Like, big mad. It was, not only was it, unless someone went to Jamaica and brought it back for you, and the people, the very minimal shops that was in Brixton or wherever your local market was, because I don't think any of the markets in around London were, the multicultural was Brixton anyway. Whatever small, like, kiosk or boutique shop was ordering this in was charging the high for sugarcane or anything like that. Breadfruit to this day is mad expensive. Yeah, expensive. Like, I don't know if man eating that or whatever, but I've seen it, bro. Like, getting, like, even the basic fruits from or like ackee that's not in the tin, or breadfruit or bananas from Jamaica or whatever. Mad expensive. So back then, to get this, like, man didn't appreciate it. Man just thought, oh yeah, let me just chew this little straw tin car. It's sweet, you feel me? But man didn't really appreciate the goodness. You know what I'm trying to say? But yeah, and that's probably my earliest like food experience. Growing up in a Jamaican household, it was like what we had today: stew chicken, rice and peas, fried dumpling. All right, okay.
Yeah. I mean, the ones that can't watch, they can hear.
That was a all the time thing, like fried dumpling and that on the weekend with a little ackee and saltfish or a little callaloo or whatever. Mm-hmm. Always a pattern. Bro, you never ate none of that veggie chunks, bro. You never ate none of that, bro. Don't even be over there just nodding and like, oh, what under this suit? But yeah, that was like the old school thing. Sunday was always a rice and peas thing. And like back in the day, it was mad because I used to cry. Because my grand used to force me to eat rice and peas, and I didn't like peas. I didn't like the kidney beans back in the day, yeah? So, and she, like, when I was young, she used to cook rice and peas and then, like, a small pot of white rice for me. Yeah, yeah. But as I got older, she started to force it on me, like, by eating it. And I used to just be sitting there miserable, like, and then the food would go cold, and then my older brother would eat his food and my food and that. So I was just hungry.
Hungry, yeah.
Like, it's the brazen thing, but. That's this thing here. I'm glad you came through still, Carl. This is my thing. Like, this is my thing. Obviously now, where because of circumstances, I don't really cook. I'm just a takeout motherfucker. You feel me? I'm a takeout wanker. But I don't really. It's not really bedded into. It's not really rooted to my lifestyle as it once was when I had the Michelin star chef on deck at home, but man still gets it where I can get it. You feel me?
No. It's mad that you said that, because I was gonna go into what was like growing up. Like, everyone kind of had a food that they didn't like, or they kind of struggled. Obviously, you said about the peas and about rice and peas, but did you have anything? Like
same
that? Peas,
brother. Do you know what it is, yeah? Whenever I went to my auntie's house, yeah, she used to always cook with basmati rice. And I used to love it. Like, I would have curry goat, curry chicken there. Every time, my mum just used to do long grain because she's trying to the healthy thing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Long grain with rice beef.
Hold on a minute. Well, sorry. I don't even mean to cut you. What's the difference between, what's the health benefits?
I don't know. You know those you know those things that your mum says? So you just...
Yeah, bro. It's not brown sugar.
I'll pass it on to my kids.
Yeah.
If you want to know what the health, go research. You know, like, I like, I know.
Yeah.
If you really want to know, do your research. So, and my mum used to make rice all the time, bro. It was just a staple. You know, like, there's rice at home. There really was rice at home. So, I used to just hate peas, fam. I used to hate rice and peas. I was just tired of it. Yeah. And then when I got older, yeah, when I used to go, because mum, like, you know, you have that food in your house that your mum cooks all the time. Like, she can cook it by the back of her hand, yeah? So mum would always make curry chicken, curry goat. And I always used to just, I never appreciated it. And then one time I went to like a yard shop, yeah? And I ordered curry goat. I was like, fam, why am I ordering?
You have made a mistake.
Why am I ordering what I get? And I was like, because niggas really love this shit. And I was like, I'm thinking, brother,
I'm tired of curry Sutton.
I'm tired of roti.
I'm tired of curry Sutton. I just want to eat jerk. Do you know what I mean? I just want something else, bruv. So I think like the food that I definitely hated the most was anything healthy, bro. Broccoli, never used to like it. It's only till I got older that I appreciated broccoli. I used to hate okra. Oh my God, I used to hate okra.
So did that, to be honest.
I remember one time I went with my dad to Nigeria, and at that point I heard I was particularly like, oh yeah. So I used to be very, what's the word when you just don't like it? Like, okay, I was very particular about food. Like, I wouldn't eat certain food, certain textures, certain whatever. So boom, I've gone to Nigeria now. I'm not eating nothing. Because my dad never used to cook for, like, when he used to live, man, he never used to cook for, man.
Yeah.
And the only food man would eat is my mom's food. Innit? Yeah. So when I got there and they're offering me everything, offering me jollof rice, they're offering me pounded jam, they're offering me egusi, they're offering me all of these, I'm like, no.
Where's the McDonald's?
I do not eat this at my mum's house. You know that? Like, I'm not having this. And I was hella stubborn. So they had to go to like the market in Nigeria. Well, my dad had to phone my mum like, what does my man eat? Like,
because
he's not, and mum's like, just make him eat. And my dad's kind of like, when man's young, you know, your dad's kind of a pushover in certain things. Like,
Therefore.
They just don't want the effort. Mums love friction. Like, bring that friction.
They love it still.
Bring that friction over here.
If you don't eat, I'm going to fucking slap the taste out of your mouth.
Exactly. Your mum will pattern you. You know your dad's all like, have what you want. So, boom. Got to Nigeria. I've said I'm not eating none of that. We're in the market now. Mum's like, well, I mean, just make him whatever you want to make him, innit? My dad's not on making food, so... Enough pasta, man, was having in Nigeria. Man's in Nigeria eating enough pasta, enough.
If you're in Nigeria getting no culture.
Bro, zero. Wow. Zero. And I kind of wish that I was kind of forced at that point because I was too young to be making the making decisions. Yeah. But I know how stuck, like, and it wouldn't have been no tantrum. It would just be like, no, I'm not eating. Like, do you know what I mean? No, thank you.
He's looking at the food like, No,
thank you.
Right.
No, thank you.
I'm not even hungry.
Man was having, I want to call it hard dough bread, but sweet bread. I was having hella egg bread, yeah? Bread and fucking hot chocolate, bro.
In a hot chocolate, man.
Brother.
Like.
That'll fill your belly, though, still.
Yeah, but you know when you're like, you know when you're young.
That bread there swell up, you're finished.
Yeah, bro. You know when you're young, yeah, you don't know about nutrition. You don't know about anything. So really, you could eat cereal all day if you really wanted to.
I used to do that still.
There you go. You really wanted to when you were young, you could have had that. So yeah, I remember I kind of wish my dad was out to me, yo, brother, like, you got no choice. Either you eat or you starve. You know when your mom says eat or you starve, you start taking.
She means it.
You start taking nibbles. You start taking or like when your mom gives you something you don't like it, and you're like, you know, you start needing the vomit. Like, bro, you're not gonna vomit, bro. What about you? What was your earliest one? Oh no, not even your earliest. What food did you like?
Yeah, I don't like. I didn't. I'm trying to think, there's a few foods. So there was. What's it called? Is it bean sprouts? Bean sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
No, the white ones. And they're crunchy.
What are you talking about? Turnips?
Mm-mm. I know what you're talking about.
It's mainly in like chow mein and stuff. Like
yeah. You don't like that? I love that in chow mein.
The crunchy bit.
Yeah, bro.
Dead fam.
You don't like that? I love that.
It's spring onion.
It's not a spring onion. It doesn't have a taste like that.
It's just crunchy chow mein, fam.
It's just crunch.
Crunch. Yeah, disgusting, bro.
Niggas gonna be calling us uncultured now.
That used to make me heave.
Unseasoned.
Yeah.
Up until, I'll say now, but I like it in a different form. Avocado.
I can't stand avocado. Bro,
black people love avocado.
Listen to me while I'm talking now. Cause Veggie Chunks over there just done gun fingers.
For avocado.
Veggie Chunks just done gun fingers. And you see me, I don't eat avocado and I'll never eat avocado. Because the other day, a girl said to me, the reason why people girl love avocado is because avocado tastes like clean dick.
Is it?
Yeah. So Veggie Chunks, you stay there.
Pause, but really, is that what you're on?
Yeah, is that, bro.
Wait.
Really?
When you mentioned avocado, yeah, it's the most excited he's been all night.
I see him.
Yeah, it's the most excited he's been all night. What's going on?
Let's just all pause.
Bear pause, isn't it?
And just bring that back for a minute, yeah?
I'm telling you, bro, the God's honest truth. If I'm lying, I'm dying. A girl told me if avocado tastes like clean dick. I was like, hold on a minute. That's why I've never tasted it, you know? That's why I knew something was wrong with this thing, yeah? You've been eating it every week.
Bare guacamole in it, innit?
Every week.
Bare guacamole in it. Bare guacamole in it, you know?
Fam. Really, I know what you order in the cinema.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's too softy, softy.
Yeah, man. Do you know what else I don't like? And I don't know if you lot like it. I hate hummus.
Oh, boy, that's so disgusting. Oh,
I hate hummus so much.
I can fuck with a little peri hummus.
Nah, man, I can't fuck with no peri hummus.
Yeah, man, come on, bro.
No normal hummus. Mm-mm. No hummus.
You know why? It's because people try to... If you had hummus with bread...
Yeah. I've had every... I hate when they do this. They always trying to... You know when you don't like something and someone's like, well, have you had it? Bruv, I've had it. But it's not nice.
Enough people have it with carrots and that, like some... Yeah, like your homeless.
Yeah, because if I'm not gonna like the hummus, the bread is just gonna. Yeah. It's like saying, yeah, oh, I don't like Marmite. You're like, but have you had a Marmite with bread?
Yeah, no, toast.
It's a different thing. I remember there was Marmite once in my house, yeah. And you know, you see the adverts of people.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I thought, let me try it because it can't be like.
I could never do it.
But I don't even know. Like, there was only Marmite in my fridge once. Mm. I remember it was this fucking clear bottle and it had the little yellow thing at the top. I put a little bit in my mouth, fam. I almost vomited, fam. It's the most disgusting. Like, how do people eat shit like that, bro?
Fam, I'm gonna tell you, fam.
I don't know where to start and begin when it comes to food that I didn't like, yeah? I'll start off with, like, I'll just tap into, again, my culture, Jamaican culture, yeah? Now, and like back then and to this day, yeah? Any Jamaicans that I see eating this, I can't look at you the same. I can't have a certain level of respect for you if you eat chicken foot soup.
I knew it was that.
If I see you eating chicken foot soup, you're eating what the chicken was walking on, bro. Yeah? It was walking on there. You don't know what is... Bro, if I see you eating chicken foot soup, it's techie.
Dumb.
Yeah? It's techie, bro.
He said you don't know what is stepped on, bro.
You don't know, fam. You don't know, fam.
They must have cleaned that thing at least.
Bro, I don't.
Once before it's been in
my mouth. I don't give a fuck, fam. I don't give a fuck.
Who eats cow's tongue?
Bro, I don't. Listen, cow foot as well.
Yeah, foot as well.
The cow's. Yeah. Why? What is it with the feet?
What does it taste like?
Bro, the cow foot looks like slime on rice like, in a bowl, fam.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Oh my God, fam. It does. I don't know what it is about the feet of certain animals.
Oh my God.
Blood. It's like jelly. It's like
pig
jelly.
Feet too.
Yeah, nah, I can't.
They're feet of things that people just don't get it, fam.
I don't get it. Yeah? I'm trying to. Man's talking about raw. If the chicken's foot got washed thousands of times, fam. There's man out there, there's gal washing their ass every day. Man not eating that. So don't tell me about you're not eating, your chicken foot got washed. No, fam. Man is not eating that, bro. If you eat chicken foot soup, I cannot rate it. I don't like it, fam. You're taking the chicken foot out of the soup, the toes all dangling.
Yeah, the foot's all dangling.
It's disgusting, bro.
Is there any food that your parents used to love and like as you've got older, you've got more appreciation for it?
Cool. So I still hate watermelon with a passion.
Yeah, I don't.
I feel like it's too water-based for me. Like, I feel like there's no taste. I feel like it's just biting into red flesh water. It's weird to me. But I didn't like mango growing up. Like, mm-hmm. Not at all.
Oh, no, mango.
I hated mango. Mm. I don't know what happened to me one day. Like, I think, you know when you train yourself and I don't like it. Till you go all the way up and then something happens and someone's like, just try it, man. What's wrong with you?
This is how certain niggas start eating pussy.
Yeah, and you try it. You try it and it's like... hold on, I'm quite like this is nice stuff.
Hey, brother! It's just true. I'm talking about food, fam.
It's true, fam.
What's going on with Thames?
It's true, fam. Do you know how much man has been pushing into the nyamming downstairs, fam? But yeah.
Nah, bro.
But yeah, mango.
This guy, cuz.
mango.
Yeah.
But my mum, I'm used to bang grapefruit, but I can't get rid of
it. I can't stand grapefruit.
Yeah, she's the banger with
even lychee and sugar. That, man. I can't.
Nah, lychee's nice though.
I can't do it, man. I think I got a texture thing, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like kiwis.
Is it?
Nah, man.
Maybe it's the season that.
Maybe because
the only thing I can't stand to see is passion. Not is it passion fruits? Yeah,
is it
passion fruits? Got like little alien eggs inside. Yeah, bro. Yeah, fuck that, man.
I love it.
Yeah. Fuck that. When I see that in a Paul-Star martini, I'm like, brother, what are you doing? Turn it upside down or something.
Do you know one thing? I feel like I'm a basic ass nigga for loving. Yeah,
bro.
I love pears. You know,
do you?
Shout out the pear.
I can't lie. Pears was a love and hate. It's not nasty, it's not my goal.
You see, if you get a sweet pear,
dry fruit.
It's so moist. Like I bought some today. And I was like, that's some basic ass fruit. Like, how many fruits there are in the world? And pears is your number one.
Pears. Shout out to the
pears. It's like ready sorted fucking Christmas.
Yeah. Nah, kinda. Sometimes
another thing that I don't like,
We need to get on some likes.
No.
We'll get on to likes after this. We'll get on to likes after this. But there's another thing that I don't like, and this is another thing growing up. It's more away from the like Jamaican culture. This is more like English culture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fam, you see if an egg yolk breaks. Anything that touches, I can't eat, bro.
It's basically
a volcano erupting on the plate, and the lava is touching everything. Anything that the egg yolk touches, if it breaks, bro, I can't do it.
Fam, there's enough times we've been caffeine. That's happened, he's finished the food.
Bro, if the egg yolk touches the beans,
that's it. So
it's poisonous, fam. Yeah. I can't do it, bro.
It's corrupted,
fam. It's what is that? I need my egg to be cooked to the point where the fucking end of the egg is curling up.
It's burnt.
It's
crisp.
The fucking yolk is like a biscuit. Mm. That's how I like it.
Biscuit.
My mom loves runny eggs. Okay. So when she used to, it's like we never had no say. Mm. You know, like in the calf, you can ask how you want your egg and scrambled, blah, blah, whatever. She's just making, we're all getting runny eggs.
Because
she likes that.
Do you know, just going on from that, I think that was probably one of my first cooking experiences. Like cooking for myself. I used to hate. I can only have scrambled eggs. Okay. I can't do runny eggs. I can't do the fucking soldier shit. That nigga. I couldn't do any of that. And it got to the point where my mom was just like, "Well, if you don't want these eggs, then make it yourself." And I was like, "Yeah."
This is when. That's the splattering oil all over his kitchen.
Splattering. And that was like my first venture into, all right, cool, cook it. Because you know when you cook for yourself, like the first couple times.
It's burnt galore, fam.
It's burnt galore, but you just feel a sense of, man's eating it. Like, I don't even care how it tastes. As long as it's not terrible. There's something about cooking your own food, and I don't know if it's a bias about it, because you always feel like, there's sometimes you're like, it's meaty, but eight, 9 times out of 10, you'll be like, yeah, man, I did my thing still. You know what I mean? And then it's only when it comes to serving to someone else, you're like,
I don't know.
Gets a bit nervous.
Mom used to be like, yo, if you want to make it, just go make it yourself then, innit? And she didn't believe me that I would do it. So one time, I think I woke up early in the morning and I just scrambled. Them times there was no YouTube. Man's doing his thing every time my mom cooks now, growing up, just watching, just praying. Not on a, I'm going to do it. It's like, I'm going to watch me make this. So I'm all
whip up the work.
Yeah. Whip up. I'm all looking. Yeah. All right. You put that in next. Yeah. Mom always had this thing about taking out the eyes.
Eyes. Yeah, of course.
There's certain people that just, everything just going straight away,
Yeah.
Crack up an egg.
What's wrong with the eye of the egg again?
I don't know, man.
But I've always been taught you crack the egg and then you just.
Take out all the things, bro.
Oh yeah,
I
ain't done enough time.
All now, I don't know.
Still cook it.
All now, I don't know why. Yeah, but I'm probably still gonna do that.
The eye thing. I don't know why. Maybe someone can say, but I've just been taught to take it out.
Fry the eye. You feel me? Fry the eye. Get the eye in the oil. Get a pattern. Flip it.
Crisp it up.
Flip it. Spatula. Squeeze down. Make sure everything's cooked.
Done deal. We're not doing no eyes over here.
So egg was the first thing you actually made?
I think like toast and egg, and a watered down tea.
You don't make toast still. The toaster makes toast.
Well, there's a art to making good toast, no?
Nah, bro, I don't think so.
Ain't man seen Fredo's
thing. What do you mean you don't think so? So you think anytime you put bread in a toaster, it's just gonna come out fabulous?
If the setting's correct, then yes, it's coming out fabuloso.
And that's the art, fam.
That's the art, fam.
It's the timing.
Fam, Fredo has that video when he's burning up bare toast.
Bro, I've seen niggas burn toast, bro. Yeah,
all day long.
I've seen niggas burn toast, fam. Yeah, I've seen niggas burn rice, burn toast.
All day.
Well, there's everyone's prone to making a little mistake here and there, you feel me? But
sounds like you're a toast burner, you know.
Listen, if I'm burning toast, I'm scraping that shit off.
There you go. See when a man gets a little bit too defensive, I'm like, oh yeah. I know a toast burner when I see you.
Them men that make toast and it's like fucking tiger fucking stripes. It's just like the bread's just hot and that, and just got a couple little brand marks on it, bro. That's the deadest shit ever. I prefer to have the toast black than to have it like looking like that.
No,
I just want my toast sweating of butter, sweating.
Yes.
Hot, and you put the butter in and it seeps in. It's like, yeah,
bro, this is unhealthy.
Do you know what? Yeah. And it was so, I remember when my mum went through like the real like health change. Like it felt like Jamie Oliver just come into my yard and wiped every year, because white bread, hard dough bread disappeared, replaced by brown bread.
Jeez.
What's the one with the brown bread with the grains and that?
Grains,
the
whole milk thing with the grains. But I mean, as I got older, I kind of appreciated it more, because when man starts learning about it, like, it's just like, oh, this is like, there's too much in this shit, fam.
My mom tried that, but you see, because in my yard, there was three of us as brothers. And like, I don't know, when in our household things is not like lavish, we weren't that the have everything we wanted kind of kids. So my mom tried that health trip as well with the bread, and me and my brother was like, yeah, fuck that. So
what's that got to do?
After that went in the bin because it expired. White bread started coming back
through.
So yeah, the white bread started coming back through. She was like, yeah, you're not getting no jam. We're gonna get the floor of light. We're not gonna get clover going on your thing, and it all started coming back through, and the drawer started getting filled up with biscuits again. We're patterning.
Go on.
I said meal wise, like my favorite like Jamaican food is like, and I think it became my favorite because one, I love butter beans, and two, it was a thing where you didn't get it because it took so long to cook.
Yeah.
And shout out to the people that got pressure cookers, but that didn't exist in my yard. And my family didn't believe in pressure cooking food.
That came through late, though.
Yeah, late.
But oxtail, bro. My God, blood.
Madder than mad.
On those Sundays, obviously my mum, she's waking up in the morning and she's starting cooking that oxtail. That oxtail's on the fire from like 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So AM I'm talking about, obviously. So man's not really getting to eat that food till like 6 p.m.
It's a whole day procedure.
I think it became my favorite food because on those days, my mom she's making the porridge at the same time. She's like browning the oxtail to put in the pot to make it get patterned. You feel me? So man's having the cornmeal porridge on the Sunday morning. Mm. Man's like, I don't know if anyone else done this, but when it came to the cornmeal porridge, my mom used to like make us break up hard dough bread and put the hard dough bread in the porridge just to give it like extra, extra fillingness. I don't know. But that always used to tie man over until the oxtail was ready.
Mm.
But that was like, it became my favorite thing because, like I said, whoever's parents or grandparents Jamaican were cooking oxtail every week or every other week, you are the real MVPs.
Bread.
That shit was expensive, and that shit was cooking all day. Like that was raising your gas bill, and it was raising up your bank account as well. So, shout out to the parents that was doing that. But on a more regular vibe, it was a corned beef and rice thing for me in my house. Still,
that's
like,
what I was gonna say.
It's a household staple. It was like the get out of jail. Mom comes back from work. You look hungry? Yeah. And then it was like, yeah, corned beef running, fam. You get me? Corned beef and white rice, little sweet corn and that. Patterned. You feel me? I don't know. Obviously, there are people that everyone's going to have different things that they say. But that was just my go-to. Well, my mom's go-to vibe. Like that. If she said that she was making that, it was a universal okay. It wasn't she's making soup. I don't like soup, but he likes soup.
But the
corned beef and rice thing was just...
But
what about you, man?
I think the go-to meal in my house, it's my go-to meal now, it's tuna and rice, man. But that is the universal, the same thing that you said. My mum will come back in late, we weren't cooking, there's nothing in the yard, a dinner's ready,
I know what it did. I know what did.
Whip up the work.
And I come in and I saw, yep. And the same thing. Everyone eats it. Like, it's not my man eats it and my man don't want this. Like, everyone eats it. Then over the years, my mom started to get a bit creative with it still. Like, I remember she, like, at first was just tuna and rice. Then obviously sweet corn here and there and this and that. Then like a few years back, my mom like started to try to get creative and put kale in it. And I was thinking,
Kale, yeah?
Yeah, I was thinking, all right, it's not too bad. It's not. I was like, kale. All right, cool. But you can't go wrong with a tuna and sweet corn cooked down with some rice. And just, you put a little mayo on the side just to give it a little, you know, just a little moisture. Sun, you know? Yeah, man. But yeah, nah, that's the go-to meal in my house. But what's yours?
Rice and chicken.
Rice and chicken.
I swear to God, fam.
But what type
of
chicken?
I don't know, bro. Just fucking chicken.
Just
bro.
Fried chicken or just
cooked down chicken? No, never. Cooked down chicken, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Mom's definitely not frying. No. The health, like, my mum will plant shit in her fucking, in her back garden and stuff now.
Yeah.
So there is no chance of us ever, like, if there's anything unhealthy.
Don't you ever.
Yeah. Don't you.
If there's anything unhealthy, it's coming from us.
Not her. Yeah.
But, like, if I can't be bothered to cook anything, yeah, I'll just make like a pasta salad. Mm. Like, just nice and easy fucking pasta, sweet corn, mayonnaise, little bit of barbecue sauce, some honey, fucking peppers. What else did I put in there? Some garlic, some other things. Like, it's just a real quick dicey meal. I remember when I was young, when I used to make pasta salad, I used to go to a chicken and chip shop and fucking like get like the fried chicken and then just put it in the pasta.
Chips, yeah.
Because I remember, I think like one of the first meals as well, like meals. I feel like everyone cooked this. Like, it's just spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, of course.
Like, Come on, fam.
You know, once you learn to do that, yeah, you feel like, all right, cool. I can master one meal. When mum's like, oh, I'm going away for the weekend or that, get the spaghetti, get the bolognese.
Bro, you see when you fucking got the spaghetti strands and it all hardened, you put them in the water and then you see them just and you're like, I'm a boss.
Do you know what?
I'm chefy.
Do you know what I learned?
Feel me.
Do you know what I learned much later about the spaghetti thing, yeah? You're not supposed to break the fucking thing.
No,
I know. You're
supposed to break it.
I know, bro. But I still break it now.
Why are you breaking it,
bro? I don't break. I haven't made it.
No, man. See what I'm trying to say?
Old habits.
That's how I am a boss. These men are breaking it. I was putting it in there, letting that. Yo, you feel me?
Old habits die hard.
Yeah. I learned that. I think I watched something.
Yeah, I think it was like a meme. And a girl was breaking the pasta.
Yeah.
He started going ballistic. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Then I realized, shit, man's really been like, doing this thing wrong still.
Maybe doing this thing wrong, fam. This is why you don't give the baddest pasta. This is why.
When did the man start cooking?
Like 15, 14?
I started cooking at the same time I stopped, bro. I started cooking, but my mom was like, yeah, if you can pattern out rice, then yeah, just do that. And so man was just banging out, like, by going to the shop, buying a kilo of rice, coming back, making the rice, flopped.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying
In the bin. My mom's coming home from work, yeah? The bin bag is just full of rice. Jeez. I've thrown away like 2 kilos of rice, basically, but yeah. And then she's like, don't worry about it, it's fine. Yeah. Like, it's all a learning curve, isn't it?
Of course.
When you've mastered rice, then do something else. Yeah. You're like, I've started to pattern it now. And then my mum, I'm thinking, this rice looks like my mum's rice.
Yeah, this is pattern.
I'm dying for mum to come home from work. Like, mum, taste it. Yeah. She's like, it's too salty. Bin. Obviously, she's home now, isn't it? So I've got to try and get a next rice done in half an hour before she starts talking on the phone. She's doing that, she's not really, she ain't interested.
Yeah.
And everyone's in my house and I'm ready. So I'm going to get distracted and start playing FIFA or whatever. Next one. Taste it. Too salty. In the bin.
That's it now.
But when I mastered it, it was pattern. Yeah. And then she was like, let me show you how to make corned beef, like how I do it.
Yeah.
And then done that. And obviously, man, just went to the jail house. And after that, I came out of jail. We had a couple penthouse parties. I made a couple corned beef and rice for the man them. Everyone was there. Bully beef. You feel me?
There might be a video that I can send you where Cons is doing the... Mm-hmm. Sprinkle in the corned beef in the penny store.
Did I really do that?
Yeah.
Where's my phone? Yeah. I'll show you after. I'm like, well, do it again, do it again.
What about you? Yeah, look a bully me, you know me.
I started cooking from like 11, 10, 11. So it was the same thing. My mum said, listen, this is how you do rice. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I was too young, so and we all know about my shop trips and the dragging back rice. I weren't trying to go shop all the time to bun out rice. I was like, more like you. I'll just pre my mum. Just watch how she does it. Watch the fire, how long she does it. Mm-hmm. So I think she assisted me on how to do it so I wouldn't waste it as much. Mm. So I've done it a few times. She's like, no, don't worry, it's cool. And she assisted me, like, yeah, do this, do that. And then I'll go it. She's like, yeah, cool. So she'll be like, cool, now you can cook rice. Here's how you do the tuna. Mm-hmm. Like how I do it. Cool. Now you can do that. Let's move on to like spag bol. All spag bol was back then is the frozen mince, fry it up, put this
seasoning,
put the sauce
onions.
In. Boom.
Easy. Right. Easy.
And then you boil up some pasta.
Easy.
Taste it. Cool.
Easy.
That's your drain the pasta. There. Yeah.
Easy.
I'm a cook.
Easy.
Yeah.
Chefy.
I'm a cook in here. So anyway, yeah. So man was doing that. Then, but the thing about my mom is that she didn't let me fall out of it. So as soon as I learned, she'll be like, yeah, cool. So cook for the family now. Just us. Like cook what I taught you. And then I'll do it. She'll taste it. Be like,
critiquing it and that, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's nice.
You got this.
Next time, just da-da-da-da, but it's nice. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
So obviously you do like your rice and tuna, whatever you do, your spag bol, whatever. Then she's like, okay, cool. Well, you've got the hang of this. Let's try some chicken curry. I'm like,
yeah. We're stepping up.
Yeah.
I don't know why you don't still do that.
Okay. I was like, now we're getting in the big league. Yes. So obviously when you start cooking like the proper meals compared to the little
dibby dibby.
That's
things.
When you realize, oh, this is cooking now.
But then you also realize there's a real art to this thing.
Exactly. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Or if you've ever had like someone cook for you, but like someone that's good, like takes this thing serious. Yeah,
that's when you realize that
you realize you ain't shit,
bro. That's what I'm saying. So she said about the chicken curry. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And when she showed me, I'm like, I thought I was a cook, but this man's different like, level.
I'm on a different tier.
Yeah,
it's all pouring seasoning.
Whoa, like I'm just in just the freehand. Yeah, I'm just like, this one and that one, and do what they this and the fire. That was one that I really had to like concentrate, because I knew if I kept fucking up, I'm not gonna be in a good box, because I'm wasting chicken, I'm wasting seasoning, I'm wasting onions, peppers, bare things, and all.
Enough things I waste.
So anyway, so then I got it one time, and she was so happy with me. I was like, yeah. Then, obviously, all our moms do the same thing. Something good happens in the house, he tells the whole family. Mm-hmm. The whole family. So she'll be on the phone, and then it's like, oh, yeah, didn't want to speak to you. Yeah, mom told me that you made chicken curry. Yeah, you're going to have to make it. Okay. I'm here thinking that they just called on my bluff. Like, yeah. Like, bruv, it come on to my nan's birthday. She's there telling me, come and do the chicken curry for the whole party. I'm like, oh. Like, at first you're saying yes, because you don't think they're actually going to make it.
You're thinking, what the fuck?
I came to the yard. She's like, yeah, like, I got it all set up for you. Like, go on. I'm like, oh, for fuck.
You're walking into Hell's Kitchen right now, fam.
And the one thing I can say that I'm sure all of us can relate to is that I know how to cook because I cook in my kitchen.
Yeah.
You see, when you go into someone else's kitchen, oh my God, fam.
You're looking at, you know, like in your kitchen, you're like, I can cook, this is my rice pot.
Yeah, thank you.
This is my meat. Team. Yes. This is how I do it.
Exactly.
This is my chopping board.
Yes.
I like using this knife.
Yes.
To cut up the onions.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Oh, something else.
Nah, bro. When you're in foreign territory, it's different.
It's too much.
It's different, fam.
But anyway, so, and you know what it is? The thing with cooking somewhere else is, I don't know the cooker, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, then it's like different pots. So obviously, the more we got older, the more you know pots evolve and mm-hmm. no stick, all that shit. But back then, I'm thinking, if I use this one, is there one to make the rice in? Because I don't want to make. and then we'll try. And anyway, I've done it. It's, I thought it come out not good. She said, no, it's fine, it come out nice. Obviously, I'm a young boy, so people are probably eating it thinking this is shit. Yeah. But a young boy cooked it, so let me just.
But it's seasoned then.
Yeah, yeah. But let me just act like it's nice because a young boy made it and there's more food out there as well. Yeah. But yeah, that's like the heights of my cooking thing. And then obviously, man started to meet you lot on the weekends and do some silliness, and then my cooking thing just went down and 3-2 just took over and in them ranks.
Do you know it is, yeah, as well? I'm just thinking about it. Like, there was times where mum would just be like, I'm not cooking.
Yeah, cold.
So it's just like, you got to do your thing.
Yeah.
Like, she'll be like, I'll be like, mum, what's for da-da-da-da? Like, there's nothing. there's food in the freezer.
Yeah.
If you want, you can fucking put that in the oven. You
know, whip up
oven.
The work.
Yeah.
No, not even whip up the work, the oven food and that. Like, yeah, if you, yeah, yeah. Sometimes yeah. You don't really want... Like, unless you're playing, like, back in the day, they used to love oven food because man would be playing PlayStation or something.
Yeah, and it's finger food,
I don't have to think. Yeah. I don't have to think. Yeah. I just put it on,
yeah.
Just let it do its thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But there'll be times when I want to eat a meal and my mom just be like, yeah, I'm not cooking. And I think when I got a lot older as well, I had this period when I was vegan for a bit. And no one in my house was vegan. So yeah, because of that,
old nigga.
I had to learn. I feel like I had to learn how to cook even more.
Yeah, of course.
Because it weren't just a quick, I can just put chicken over.
I could
just put meat over this, whatever, uh-huh. And everything's going to be cool. Like, no, man has to make the veggie chunks work for man.
Yeah.
Man has to make it
avocado,
work.
Avocado! Guacamole! I remember when I made that, what's that thing? That cauliflower fucking, the cauliflower chicken or whatever. The vegan chicken.
It's nice, dude.
Yeah, like, I can't even. You know, like I was against the whole like.
No, it weren't, man. It was not nice, man.
Bro,
you just told yourself like this is just a contract, isn't it?
That listen.
A contract. This is just a business.
Because I'm back to eating chicken and stuff like that. Yeah, I could look back, and I could say whether it was nice or not. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no need to lie no more. If I was still on the veggie thing,
don't look at us. Look at really what you're talking about.
No. He was with me, fam.
No, he weren't,
what are you
bro.
Talking about? Joey was with me, fam.
No, he weren't, man.
Yeah, I went vegan, but you know.
But you was doing it, but
I weren't eating meat though,
bro. You weren't eating wheat.
Buying them dead gluten free fucking brownies. I see you lot.
The man used to come to my house and I was like, yeah, I'm just having a snack and I was eating cashew nuts and the man was like, what the fuck.
What's this? I respected it.
I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to take it. Like, I'm like, eat some food, man. I was thinking, my friends are meant to be encourage you.
No, like, I've done this thing as well, innit?
Yeah.
And I've failed. Not failed, but I've just told myself like, no, it's not gonna happen for me, and it's just not for me.
No.
So I know how the man them, not the man them. I know how people are. Like, don't be trying to eat your cashew nuts on this proud thing. I know you're starving. I know you're hungry. Hunger is fucking killing you right now. Yeah, I'm ordering pizza and you're eating cashew nuts, bro. I know you're hungry, bro. We are brothers. You don't need to be noble around me. Be noble when I leave. You get what I'm trying to say?
When I leave,
the nobility has just got you sitting there starving, fam. Yeah, you're not trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
You're on a mad health trip. You've never done this shit in your life. Are you in a pub? No, blood.
Yeah?
You don't need nuts. You need pizza. You need Domino's.
Do you know what it is with those kind of things, yeah? The only way it like really works is you have to do that whole like 180.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to do every single thing.
You have to.
Not by the book, but
yeah.
You can't even like backpedal. Because then if you backpedal, it's like,
that's it.
I'm back on it.
Yeah, it's all right.
It took me one time of eating chicken. I was like, I'm not going back. Just one time. Yeah. And all of a sudden, like,
I'm not fucking living.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. It was one time. And then all of a sudden it's, yeah, maybe like once a month. Yeah, maybe like what? Like twice every like 2 weeks. It's not even bad. I'm just eating chicken.
That's what happens, bro.
I remember like, when Tim's
doing it
as well. When
Jimmy's doing it, and then it's just like, it's the man them doing first out there.
Man, Tim's was vegan, yeah. I remember one time I heard something about chicken burger. He's like, no.
I remember.
Obviously, it's like once a month, innit? Like, I'm just easing into it.
I remember that. Well,
like, what, man?
No. Obviously.
Bro, he ordered chicken.
You know, you've relapsed.
Bro, yeah. Chicken burger got delivered to my house. I was like,
yeah, I remember.
For no, who? He's like, no. It's once a month.
No, it is. I remember that because we'd ordered somewhere.
You remember?
It was like a Turkish place.
Yeah, and I was supposed
to get chips and then everyone was getting chicken burgers and I was like,
yeah, fam.
Nah, I can't do it.
can't eat the chips by itself.
I've got the chicken burgers.
And you know what? It just got to a point where I was like, I've proved to myself I could do this.
I've done it. I've shown I know I have talent.
Exactly.
Fam, I'm eating cauliflower chicken. Yeah. I've been out here. Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck that, man. I'm asking to have real chicken now. I'm like,
bro came back with a bang, fam.
Bro,
chicken burger, fam.
No one eat that burger yet. He was clapping his mouth. Lettuce will come flying everywhere.
He ate it so fast. I was like, where did that chicken burger? Oh, no,
you know, when you eat it so fast, the chips are still there.
Yeah, boy, he ravished.
I didn't even have the chips.
From when you pick the burger up like this, you don't put it back down.
Yeah.
It's just here to stay.
It's left, right, left, right.
What was you lots like Friday nights like in your house?
That's takeaway day.
That's Chinese, bro.
And what was you lots staples?
Chinese.
Indian got a few spins, but it's mainly Chinese. Sometimes, it depends on what's happened on a Friday. Sometimes you may do a little venture out, like, say if my mum is past time and she say, oh, what, do you want like chips and a...
Do you know what...
Or pie and chips or fish and chips.
Do you know how excited that's making me? Because I remember them times.
Exactly,
there,
that's what I'm saying. But Chinese was like number one, like, what do you want? Chinese. Everyone.
Bro.
Chinese.
Yeah, bro, that was the...
What did you like Chinese orders?
Concrete.
But I'm mad simple with it, you know, because I was the picky one. So yeah, like, obviously my young brother would get chips because for a very long time he only ate chips and nothing else. And I would get egg fried rice and like either a prawn balls or a chicken balls.
Yeah.
And then my older brother is getting like
duck or something.
No, he would get like a, you know, the Kung Pao chicken.
Yeah.
And like vermicelli.
Yeah.
Vermicelli is like the very, very thin.
The thin ones.
And then my mum will be getting like salt and pepper prawns or salt and pepper spare ribs.
Yeah.
Do you say
have this? And a special fried rice or a house special.
Yeah, house special. Yeah.
Well, what are you saying?
No, I was saying, did you lot's mum ever order squid?
Nah.
Bro. Not from the Chinese shops, bro.
Come on, get.
Bro, it's so.
Can't be doing that.
It's so delicious.
No.
What, like crispy squid?
Crispy squid. She used to get crispy squids, crispy seaweed.
Seaweed.
Seaweed comes with the salt and pepper prawns.
I see that still.
Feel me? It comes with the salt, seaweed, onions.
It's like a sweet, savory
and a sweet thing going to. It's a bit mad.
The crispy squid, it was.
That's nice. It was very nice. My mum's order.
Because mum used to order, and we just used to.
Whatever's there. So she used to get special fried rice, no pork, chicken chow mein.
I don't know how the man them used to act like they were so pure and didn't eat pork back in the day.
This is my mum's order, fam.
You ate it, bro.
Yeah? She used to get
sausage quarter, boy of a day, you know?
Quarter duck.
sausage boy.
Because it's just like,
you know, you used to eat it.
All right, porcupine. Okay.
Fuck off, Tevez, bro. Because you're still eating that shit now as well, isn't it?
No.
I need the chicken.
Duck and pancakes and the barbecue sauce.
Hoisin.
Barbecue. Sometimes my mom used to go all out and get barbecue sauce and chips. But you see that combo from a Chinese shop, fam? That buffs you up, fam. Like, you see when you got the rice, chow mein, pancakes, everything, and then you got the little chips with the sauce.
You know that's next day meals. You know that Thank meal's you, gonna
the
be
next
there
day.
Next
day. Come on.
That's why
it's
I'm
better next day, fam, because you know the oil, the grease, marinates, and you're like, ooh,
Papa.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. If we didn't have Chinese, there was always pizza in my house, yeah. And the pizza from the next day is always the best.
Oh, well, even
tomorrow's
to this day
pizza,
now.
Bro. Tomorrow's pizza is not today's pizza.
Tomorrow's pizza is better than today's pizza.
It's way better. I don't know what it is, bro.
It's the solidified cheese.
Do you know what I also hate as well, yeah? I still get this now where I'll eat something, yeah? And let's say I'm full up and I throw it away, bro.
You'll think about it.
And then as soon as I get hungry again, I'm like, fam.
There's people dying. Exactly. What on earth is
wrong with me?
Yes, fam. Bad times, though. You know what it is? There's times where you have enough food and you won't be able to finish it. You're like, Mama, I can't finish. You're like, yeah, it's cool. Just scrape it in the bin. You're thinking, that was nice.
I got our gel there.
The next day now, say you go out shopping with your mum and she's like, yeah, we're going to eat after this, but she's taking long. Mm. What I'm thinking about is that food I scraped in the bin and off them. The whole time we're shopping, all I think about is that little piece of rice I scraped into the bin.
All right, quick question. And I feel like, I've got built up embarrassment here because I feel like I want to be outnumbered here, yeah? But I just got to ask a question. Simple question, yeah?
Pork pie.
Pizza Barbecue based or tomato based?
Barbecue.
Yes. You lot are my brothers.
Sorry, what?
All you people that have tomato based pizza.
I just said tomato based.
You smiled both of us. Really? We said different answers.
What?
He said barbecue based and I said tomato based.
No. Remove that.
I'm saying smiled both of us.
Yeah, man.
What kind of childish, man?
Yeah, no.
It's childish,
man. Just for the record. We're removing that, man.
I was so confused. Like, why are you? Yeah, why are you asking this?
Listen, bro.
I thought he was going to say some different base. Honey base is what people...
No, bro. We have to just be a VAR check on the spot for Joey. That was the offside one.
Yeah.
Anyone... Listen, yeah. Spare one. No. Yeah,
tomato
no.
Tomato base, fam.
Anyone that has tomato based pizza, you're childish, bro.
I just think it's boring, man.
You're childish.
Yeah. The only way I have tomato based pizza is if I'm not doing Enns pizzas or Domino's pizza, and man's doing like proper like Italian pizza, like the flat one.
Yeah.
Man can't
like stone baked.
Yeah. Man can't be asking them to barbecue the thing. God, I can just see nigger on there. Do you know what I mean? I can just see it there, bro. So that's the only time. But when man's eating Enns pizza, because I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I think Enns pizza is better than like
course, Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza Go Go.
Yeah. Or Mama's Pizza. Better than
world class.
Mama's, I had Mama's the other day.
Mama's world still. Class. World class. Mama!
Yeah.
Mama!
Mama's or Pizza Go Go, they can see me. World yeah. Class. I'd rather order those sometimes than the Domino's. And another thing, yeah. Sorry, now I'm thinking about this, yeah. I used to think Pizza Hut was so nice when I ate it in Pizza Hut. And I don't know if it was the experience.
But it's hot.
It was the experience.
You know when you go to the fucking... You go to the salad bar and you're just, you know, you feel like you're really eating, bruv. Because them times there's like the only times you get like independence because you're just all like, when you're out, sometimes your mum be like, yeah, he's just going to get that. Mm. Or you might just say, When you got the salad bar, it's like anything.
I'm getting my thing. I got my plate.
What's the bread things called? The little
what?
Croutons.
Yeah.
I would just pour the croutons at the end, fam. Whipping it, fam.
Yeah. No, that was a little... flex, but nah, fam. Tomato based, fam. Like, why am I switching
out? Nah, bro. Come on, man. Tomato based on the pizza. Your big age. Come on, bro. Come
barbecue
on.
Barbecue based.
Not in the ends pizza. You having tomato based.
Yes, tomato pizza every time.
Man, I have some sauce on the ends pizza, man. Cause they're not really cooking. Like the pizza's not.
they give you sauce, fam.
What sauce?
They give you bear sauces, fam. They give you bear garlic sauce. I can't do tomato.
It's making me cringe, fam. When I eat tomato based pizza, my fucking eyes twitch.
Oh, I can't stand it.
That's how my eyes twitch.
So I'm like, nah, bro, this is dead, cunt.
All right, quickly, yeah. Kingsdale, boom. What was your lot's go to meals for lunch?
Bro, whatever that beef burger was in the blue wrapping.
I thought about that today, you know. That's cheeseburger, ain't
bro,
it?
Whatever.
Man said that cheeseburger sound like Sloppy Joe's or something.
No, because the red one's like quarter pounder.
The red one's
And the green, was the green one chicken?
Bro, was the yellow one chicken?
I was on the beef side. And the dead chips.
Yeah, dead chips.
The chips are always, no matter dead what, chips. They can be fresh off the press. They are so dead.
And not fizzy drink.
And then a 7-Up.
Not fizzy drink.
You just changed my life.
And then I'll go to the back of the port cabin, pattern that, and then go back for a Twix or something. Back then a Twix in school was 40p.
Cheers!
The lit thing now, sir. Yeah. £1.50. It's all right.
What was yours?
So obviously my thing, it depends on the day because it's either I get the meal of the day, which is sometimes it was.
I don't really do the meal of the day.
I don't know about other schools, but obviously when they introduced the curry mutton and rice, sometimes the curry mutton was curry mutton and for a school meal still.
Sounds like jail.
Yeah. Sometimes it was curry mutton, but then. More times, like you might get. It depends on the day. You might get a baguette. You might get a burger and chips.
Bro, I was
a, like just depends. Like, cause obviously I'll have a dinner ticket and I have peas.
So yeah.
It's like if it's a baguette with a crisp and drink, if it's the meal of the day with a drink and if it's two burgers and chips, bro. It just depends on the.
I was on
the stilo
for at least year seven to I don't know, but I was always on the go thing. So man, just give man the tuna baguette. Cause I got,
That was your.
I got things that, to do, man. That was I'm your traveling
bit.
Like
yeah. Baguette in it,
and
bro.
And you should have it in the inside pocket.
Yeah, bro. Tuna bro. Baguette, fam. On the go.
Yeah.
Man, niggas rolling. It. Fucking baguette in the inside pocket like bro, it's a shotgun.
Bro is just like ripping and ripping just, it. Yeah.
Man's on the go. Man's got football to do. Man's got Saturday yeah. to do. Like,
no, bare cucumbers just hanging out of it. And that like, bro was just out of here. Mutting. Yeah, no. Food really dependent. But what was the after school meal for choice? Because obviously there was bare things to have after school.
It's chicken and chips, man.
Let's be real, man. After school, man was broke. So it was a Morley's thing.
I don't think if man had money, man would be going anywhere else but Morley's. No, if man had a tenner.
I'm buying kebab.
Jesus yeah, Christ, you was trying to ball out for me.
Yeah, I'm buying a kebab.
Because kebab,
I've got a tenner.
You have to be hungry to be buying kebab after school. You must have skipped lunch or something.
I couldn't do
kebab.
That. I don't think I ever bought a kebab after.
Yeah, bro.
Maybe meat and chips. You know that like when they...
Meat and chips is kebab, fam.
No, it's not, man. Kebab, when they're giving you the bread.
The bread with the salad.
And the salad, fam. That's hefty,
man. Yeah, fam. It's like, go to the kebab shop and they're like, yo, chili sauce salad, boss. Yeah.
That's a chili sauce salad, boss.
You're like, yeah, get it all in there, man. No pickle, but
do you know what was man's goal too? Because I know it was yours. You know the fucking fat chip shop next to the sweet shop.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
After school.
Yeah,
bro.
That's the kebab shop.
Yeah, it is. That was my local chip shop.
It's pattern kebabs, bro. Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Man never bought one. Man used to get a fat chicken.
Yeah.
And I think it was just a one piece chicken and chips because the two piece from there. Like, if you want, you better go favorites.
Yeah, yeah, you better go.
If you're trying to get two piece chicken and chips because
they're expensive.
Their chicken is
you ain't got that price. Yeah, yeah.
The price.
But them fat chips would fill you the fuck,
bro.
I can't lie, fam. You see them, you used to get meat and chips from them, that kebab shop, yeah? That kebab is a challenge, fam. I'll have you sweating.
That's a challenge.
I'll have you sweating from your fucking school shirt at the back. I'll be dripping.
Sometimes man will just get large chips.
Yeah, fam, that will finish you off.
Man's walking up the hill.
That and a drink. Oh, my God, fam.
A Rio.
Yeah.
Large chips, boss. Open, close, boss.
Yeah. It's always open, fam. It's always
come on,
open.
Bro.
Salt and vinegar.
If you grew up back in the day, if you're in the ends, you know exactly, fam. Chili sauce, salt, boss.
Salt and vinegar.
But they're still doing it now, fam. They're still out here now, bro.
That's it, they're still doing it now.
I don't even know when I started calling like people in the news agents and people that serve food, boss, and that. I don't know where, like.
But yeah. I don't know where that shit came from.
But no, I think I asked someone and they just said, I think someone once told me, I swear it was like him or one of his people, but they're like, they call boss man boss because you're calling them boss because they're handling your food. So you don't want man to handle your food in a certain way. So yeah, boss, and it just empowers them to do your thing proper. That's what I heard from someone around that household.
Maybe.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, that's how it went. What was the first restaurants man started to go to after school? Like, not after school, but when school's finished in college, the chicken shop thing weren't really as prominent as it once was.
Wait, so are we talking you're taking someone out or the man are going out to eat or something like that?
So either you're taking someone out or the man is just going to grab a quick whatever. Because, like, obviously there's Nando's, but...
Nandos.
When did it...
That's what it was for me, really, boy.
When Nando's. Did it, TGI if it's someone's birthday or something, you know? Yeah,
or Tinseltown. Like, remember when everyone was
scared? Yeah, yeah, we was rinsing it, bro.
He was taking cabs there.
Yeah. It was too much.
Tinseltown is still a vibe. I still go there and pick a milkshake up now.
Now?
No.
Yeah. If I'm in town, like, I'll get it.
Bro, I saw
from my house to go there. It's 2 hours, fam.
Bro, I saw someone the other day, and, I won't say their gender or anything because it might be a bit bait, but they was in Tinseltown on TikTok saying, I just shut down Tinseltown still. Like, this person I moved just like booked out the whole of Tinsel for me.
What's that, two bills?
You're a tramp.
Bro, the comments said it's always empty like that.
Yeah, it's always. It's always.
They're like, are you being serious? It's always empty like that. Mm. No one ever booked out nothing for you. Oh, you see when I saw the Tinseltown decor all the same. Yeah, I said, this is why I don't go in there no more.
I can't go there.
I don't go in there no more, fam. As a big man, you think I'm putting my money towards that cow's milk, fam?
Bro,
fam.
Tinseltown,
mad, fam.
Tinseltown equates
must
to
be mad, fam.
Equates to like Turtle Bay.
Oh, fam.
Because you're only going to Tinseltown for the drink.
Yeah, fam. That's
if I see you eat in Tinseltown. Oh, no, I'm not even talking about now. I'm talking about back in the days. If I see you eat in Tinseltown.
My hard earned money.
It's too much, fam.
Nah, fam. Come on, fam. It's too much.
No, nah, real way. The decor in Tinseltown, you have to deep it for those that are our age.
Yeah.
The decor in Tinseltown has not changed for 2 decades.
Bro, they still got them old fading 2000s 2000s actors.
The man Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey's out there.
Jackie Chan.
Danny DeVito.
Bury them all dead, fam.
Robert De Niro.
Take them by the stun. Robert De Niro looking hella young in that black hair and that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and that. Like,
all strong.
Terminator times.
Oh, bro. Let it go, man.
No. Bro. So much.
Shout out Tinseltown.
Bro.
Man, nah, said Bruce Willis in there, like, doing the Die Hard. The Die Hard PR one of that.
Nah, do you think I'm putting my money towards that cow's
milk? That cow's milk, fam. That pus.
Nah, fam, you must be mad, fam.
Me, fam.
I'm trying to think about
it. Please get us out of there, please.
Bro, there needs some oat milk up in there,
it's
fam.
It's time to go.
Oat
it's time
milk.
To I was go. Actually thinking about restaurants, though. Like, after Nando's.
Yeah, what? Like, where did it really go to?
For me, it was like a little Schlup. Like, bar or whatever in it. Like.
Schlup.
Remember no, I don't remember the man of just
said,
bro,
I saw it on Uber Eats the other day. I was like, yeah, why is this face? Like, I couldn't think. Like, yeah, why is this place so familiar? Like, Slurp. And I was thinking, this name seems weird.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I don't.
But I thought, Slurp, like, just a. What kind of food is this?
Only too sexual, you know?
Yeah, what it's kind of.
Slurp,
fam.
Though.
No, but bro, come on, fam. Man's slurp. Talking about avocado. A man want to talk about meat skin or one slurp.
I only spoke about
a bro it, won't even eat avocado.
No,
avocado.
No, but
a girl told him that it's clean dick. So I said, no, fuck that. Man should not say something about meat or chicken.
Oh, shit. All right, listen. What, should I take us out of here?
Yeah, I'm trying to get more food still.
Wow, okay. So yeah, guys, growing up with food, big coconuts and guava and June Plum and, you know? Sorry, brother, nice. Growing up with food, man, tell us about the foods you was eating, what you didn't like, all of that stuff. DM us, at us, Tuka Food, the podcast. Like, subscribe, comment, and we'll be back next week. Again, shouts out to Ringo for the food. The food was lit.
Pattern.
His details are coming up here. Shout
enough him. Coconut milk and the rice and peas. It should be.
Shout
get
him.
Me.
Shout him.
Say no. All right, man.
Keep fish and bitch.
I can't do it.